John Taylor is with us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. People scratching their heads trying to see if it's the international situation that's driving the markets down. John's looked at it. What do you think, John?
I think that you shouldn't log on and look at your 401k to see what happened yesterday. The Dow was down 170 points, and of course, most of it being attributed to, you really can't prove cause and effect, but primarily because of the conflict in Syria, concerns about whether or not we're going to get involved in that situation. Now, there were some things that went the opposite direction. There were some things hitting highs yesterday, that not the things you want to see hit highs. For example, oil was at a six-month high. Gold also rallied as people flocked to things that are perceived to be safer than the stock market. Gold hit a three-month high. And we're going to talk in just a minute about what's happening with interest rates. But we did get some good news yesterday on the home front, and that is on housing prices. The Case-Shiller Index, now that tracks the housing prices in the 20 major U.S. cities. Year over year, it's up 12.1% prices are, but that's good news. But there's also a bit of bad news there because the rate of increase has slowed fairly substantially. Some economists say that housing is no longer going to be as affordable in those 20 large metropolitan areas for two reasons. Of course, prices are up 12% year over year, but also because of the surge in interest rates. So let's talk about that surge in interest rates. Every Wednesday morning now, we get something from the Mortgage Bankers Association that tells us the number of mortgage applications that were filed last week. And this reemphasizes the fact that we live in a credit-driven economy. The cost of money drives everything. Of course, the federal government being our example, owing $16 trillion and counting. Mortgage rates up again, and the Mortgage Bankers Association says that the average rate of a 30-year mortgage jumped 12 basis points over last week to 4.8%. That's up well over a full percentage point since back in May when Mr. Bernanke started talking about tapering back on quantitative easing. And we're seeing the rate of applications for mortgages drop fairly substantially. All mortgage applications last week dropped 2.5%. If you look at the refi applications, down 5.4%. People applying to refinance their mortgages continues to drop precipitously over the last several weeks. And, of course, that's because rates are up. And as people are unable to refinance their mortgages, of course, it takes money off the table because refinancing frees up money they can spend on consumer things. And here's an interesting story. If you take the six largest banks, that would be people like J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, et cetera, since 2005 when the financial crisis happened, they have spent $103 billion in legal costs since the financial crisis. That's more than all the dividends collectively those six banks have paid. It's more than their combined profit for last year. About $56 billion of that was fees and litigation costs. Good time to be an attorney specializing in bank litigation. The rest of it was mortgage settlements, and experts say that the cost could go much higher before it's over with. Some people are concerned that it will slow the profit growth and also the top-line growth of banks. But before you feel too sorry for them, J.P. Morgan stock is up 70% year-to-date. Bank of America is up almost 22% year-to-date. Wells Fargo is up almost 23% year-to-date. And Citigroup stock has surged 22% so far this year through yesterday. But some people say that these rising litigation and mortgage settlement costs are going to eat into the profits. It may not be a good sector to invest in the future.
All right, John, we appreciate that advice. Thank you.
Take care, Bill.
All right, John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He may have some thoughts in connection with your personal financial situation. You may have a question for him. Visit him right here in Fort Smith, or you could call him at 479-782-2527, 782-2527. Even more importantly, you can email him. Yes, John Taylor at sternag.com.